Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm Mike Nolting, and in studio, we have a very rare opportunity to have the president of Fairmont State University with us, Mike Davis. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you in studio. I think you and I, we have done at least 4 to 5 interviews. This is the first time we've had the opportunity to do it in person.
Absolutely. It's great to see you face-to-face.
Absolutely. So the Fairmont State University Day of Giving, that's coming up. You get excited about that, I heard.
Yep. It's tomorrow. It'll be from midnight to midnight. I'll be on the entire time, live stream, raising money and spirits for Fairmont State University.
I remember, I think it might have been last year when you were on at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I think...
Last year we kicked it off at midnight. We did about an hour's worth of programming, first donors, things like that. Then I took a nap for about 4 hours. And then was back on at 5, 6 in the morning, and we went all the way till midnight. This year, I'm cutting out the nap, and I'm going midnight to midnight. So we'll do the kickoff for the first half hour or so. Then I'll do live check-ins for about 5 or 6 hours. Then we do Good Morning Fairmont, a Good Morning America style show, and then we continue all the way to midnight.
We're going to hold you to that no nap thing.
No nap, not at all.
Yeah. Okay, all right, perfect. Dr. Mike Davis is with us, the president of Fairmont State University. Now, Mike, how important is it for the community to support Fairmont State University?
It's really important. You know, we're a public university, and I've said a lot, we have to support the public, but that has to go both ways, right? We need support from the public as well, right? If we're going to be Fairmont, North Central West Virginia's university, then we need to see that support back. And what I always say is what's great about a university is no matter what you love, we've got that at Fairmont State University, right? If you're passionate about education, we educate educators. If you love football, we've got a football team, right? If you like the band, we've got a marching band. We've got all these different pieces that come together. So no matter what you love, we'll have it on our Day of Giving.
And I think it's also important to highlight the percentage of students that are West Virginians that go to Fairmont
State. Yeah, it's almost 90%. We have the highest percentage of any institution in the state.
And then I think another groundbreaking thing that maybe people don't think of when they think of Fairmont State University is the Aviation Center of Excellence.
Yep. We were the first aviation program in the state, and I say we're the best. We educate about 65 students right now every year in our aviation program, but we just received some money from the state, so we'll go up to 100 students in the coming years.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. Dr. Mike Davis, with the president of Fairmont State University, is with us. You've done a lot to build that relationship with the state in the short time that you've been in Fairmont.
Absolutely. I think, you know, and one of the things that we've talked about a lot is we've been North Central West Virginia's university for a long time, but we're the third largest institution in the state. So we really have to reach out to those parts of the state that may not be served by a higher education institution and make sure that they see us as an option too. So when I go down to Charleston, I obviously connect with our local representatives and they're very supportive of us, but I'll connect with anybody who's interested in forwarding higher education in West Virginia.
The Fairmont State University Day of Giving is coming up tomorrow. And Dr. Davis, I guess when you take a look at all the opportunities to give, easy for me to say, if I wanted to direct that donation to a specific program, is that available?
Yeah, you can direct it to any program you'd like. We have 72 or so that are featured on our Day of Giving, but if there's something you don't see on there, you can just call in and make a specific donation. We also have 35 to 40 matches. So if there's something you're interested in, there may be a match set up for it. So, for example, my daughter is giving money to softball on Day of Giving. So the first $1,000 that's donated to softball, our family will match that. So you can see those matches. You can see those all on the website. There's also games we have throughout the day. I'm matching every individual donor for a dollar. So last year I gave about $1,100 towards that. So there's all sorts of ways to multiply your gift.
Fairmont State University President Mike Davis is with us. Tomorrow is the Fairmont State University Day of Giving. I think there are a couple things that we left out. One of them is really important, and that's middle college.
Yeah.
I think when I take a look at having covered CASA and the foster programs for many, many years, to see middle college come and develop and blossom is such an asset, not just for the community and Fairmont State University, but, you know, what about the 1,200 18-year-olds.
Right. And we've launched Middle College 2.0, which means next fall, any student who's in any foster placement can be part of Middle College. You don't have to live in KVC's residential facility. KVC's our partner in Middle College. You don't have to live in their residential facility. If you're in any foster placement and you want to come to Fairmont State to finish your high school degree and get your associate's degree and then hopefully continue on to a four-year degree, you can do that. So that's the second iteration of that. And we're looking at ways to expand for other students too. Maybe students who are over 18 who did not finish their high school degree, could they come back and be part of this program as well?
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Davis, I can't tell you how much that program impacts me, because when you think that you're 18 and then, okay, you're done and you walk out the door, you have no one.
Right.
This program not only gives you a purpose, but it also provides mentorship opportunities.
Yeah. And when we started this program, I said, we're going to see Middle College 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. This program is going to continue to develop. But we were going to start with the premise that these students deserve an education,
mm-hmm.
right? And then everything else we figure out from here on out will be determined by what best serves those students. But we're going to start with the premise they deserve an education, because for too long, that has not been where we started, right? And I think, 7% of students who go through the foster care system get a high school degree in mm-hmm. this country. Right. To me, that's criminal. Right. So we've got to find a way to lift these students up and help them get those degrees.
It's from midnight to midnight. It starts tomorrow. It is the Fairmont State University Day of Giving. And talk a little bit about your nursing program, because if you want to really look at impact across the state, some of the things that we've been through post-pandemic, and to be able to hook in and provide nurses is key.
Yeah, and we know there's a nursing shortage. Same thing with the teachers program. There's a teacher shortage. Both of those are ones where our students stay in state,
mm-hmm.
right? So we know we're making that direct impact. So if a student comes to Fairmont State and they get their nursing degree or their education degree, there's a really high likelihood they stay in the state and they contribute in their home areas. And to us, that's really important, because it's not just our job to educate these students, but it's our job to grow the economy in the state of West Virginia.
There are some great opportunities to make a donation that will truly have a statewide impact. Now, there's also the Police Academy as well.
Yep. So we're looking at Police Academy 2.0 as well. So we did not have a Police Academy on our campus this year,
mm-hmm.
Partially because of timing and things like that. But what we're looking at is summer of 26, seeing if we can do some of those activities during the summer when we know our campus is already free and we have space on campus to do that. And then we're also looking at some continuing education pieces for the Police Academy as well.
All right. Perfect. Fairmont State University President Dr. Michael Davis is with us. And now tell us, what does the future hold?
The future for Fairmont State?
Yes, sir.
I think we are really poised for something special. I think the moment of the regional public is coming, right? The big privates, the Harvards and Yales, had their time. The flagships grew over the last 20 years, to 20, 30, 40,000 students. I think now what you're seeing is a need for universities that are big enough to get things done, but nimble enough to change to needs in the state, to needs in industry. And I think Fairmont State is at the forefront of that. If we have 4,000 to 5,000 students, it means we can build and launch a program over the course of a year and be ready to serve our students right away in the way the big places can't, or a smaller place with fewer resources can't. So I think we're sort of in that sweet spot. So we're really excited. One of the programs we're waiting for final approval on is an outdoor recreation program, because we know the state has a need in that area. There's all of these open positions in the tourism industry. So we heard that from the state, that they needed people with degrees to do those jobs. And we created that program over the last year. Our board just approved it, and now we're just waiting on final approval from our creditors.
The president of Fairmont State University is with us. Tomorrow is a very, very important day. It's the Fairmont State University Day of Giving from midnight until midnight. Can you give us maybe some social media destinations or
sure.
some places where we
yep.
can get
so
more?
So you can find the matches that we were talking about, the games and the live stream, all at falconsgive.fsufoundation.org.
Say that one more time.
falconsgive.fsufoundation.org.
Appreciate that. Dr.
Absolutely.
Mike Davis, president of Fairmont State University, thanks for making the trip and coming up.
It was nice to meet you.
Absolutely. Hey, we'll be back with more of Talk of the Town coming up after this.